Others who were as intelligent as King Prithu also took the essence out of the earthly planet. Indeed, everyone took this opportunity to follow in the footsteps of King Prithu and get whatever he desired from the planet Earth. The planet Earth is also called Vasundhara. Vasundhara. The word Vasu means well, and Dhara means one who holds. All creatures within the earth fulfill the necessities required for human beings, and all living entities can be taken out of the earth by proper means. As suggested by the planet Earth and accepted by and initiated by King Prithu, whatever is taken from the earth, either from the mines, from the surface of the globe, or from the atmosphere, should always be considered the property of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and should be used for yajna, Lord Vishnu. As soon as the process of yajna is stopped, the earth will withhold all productions, vegetables, trees, plants, fruits, flowers, others, agricultural products, and minerals. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, the process of yajna was instituted from the beginning of creation by the regular performance of yajna. The equal distribution of wealth and the restriction of sense gratification, the entire world will be made peaceful and prosperous. As already mentioned, in the age of Kali, the simple performance of Sankirtan Yajna, the holding of festivals as initiated by the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, should be introduced in every town and village. Intelligent men should encourage the performance of Sankirtan Yajna by their personal behavior. This means that they should follow the process of austerity by restricting themselves from illicit sex, meat eating, gambling, and intoxication. If the intelligent men or the Brahmins of society would follow the rules and regulations, certainly, the entire face of the present world, which is in such chaotic condition, will change and people will be happy and prosperous. Shubhavaihi. Mukam karati bachalam pangulanga digidim chakrapat mahamande shubhavam dinatayam. If the intelligent man or the Brahmins in society would follow the rules and regulations, certainly the entire face of the present world, which is in such chaotic condition, will change. Apani narkorle tarno shikano na jai eito shitanto gita bhagavat gai. Kaviraj Goswami explains that the eito shitanto, the conclusion of gita bhagavat, of the Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, is that apani narkorle tarno, if you don't personally practice shikano, your teachings, your teachings, na jai, will not be successful. Na jai, they do not go. They are not effective. Apni na correlate. If you do not personally practice shikhano, your teachings, na jai, are not effective. So, in addition to spreading the Sankirtan movement with our efforts, we also required to follow the principles laid down in the Shastra, and in that way our preaching will be fruitful. Prabhupada mentions that here that intelligent men should encourage the performance of Sankirtan Japya by their personal behavior. So we have the transcendental literatures which we are profusely distributing, but we are not simply book distributors. We are also following what's in the books, and by the personal behaviour, we can also affect society at large. By Sankirtan Jagya and holding festivals as initiated by the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. One time, Jagannath Mishra, he called Shochinandan, he called him. He said, bring my book. At this time, Shochinandan was very young and not even began schooling yet. He's very young. This is beginning there. Bring my book. Two to three years old. Mishra Purandari, bring my book. And hearing the words of his father, Shuchinandan, he went inside the house, he found the book that Jagannath Mishra was wanting, and he carried the book, just like Sri Krishna similarly carried it, the chopper on his head for Nanda Baba. So, because being Brahmins, Jagannath Mishra asked, where's my book? And Shuchinanda brought the book. As he was bringing the book, Jagannath Mishra, he heard the sound of ankle bells. Ching, 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 ching. And Shuchinanda was running to bring the book. And he discussed with Shachimata, how is it possible? Where is the sound, the sweet sound of the ankle bells coming from? Because our child does not wear ankle bells. They were perplexed by this. Then, and they noticed in their home an extraordinary phenomena that all through the house, because Navadi Khan, Sri Mayapur, at the time of Gaur Prakat Lila, there were no buildings as we know them today. Paka buildings, bricks, and cement. No, everything was made with clay, mati, clay. The cottages still In remote places in Bengal, you can see villages where the homes are made of clay. It's actually very wonderful to live in a clay hut. Because in the summertime, it's very cool, and in the wintertime, also the clay walls, they retain the heat. So the walls of clay, the roof is thatched with the grass, the roof. And the floor also is clay. So Mishra Purandra and Shachimata, they noticed that all throughout the house there were footprints. And on the footprints, they noticed the symbols of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They saw in the footprints there was a flag, a festoon, the head of wheat, the stick which is used for controlling the elephants, a fish, other auspicious signs on the footprints in the house. Seeing these footprints, Jagannath Mishra, he paid obeisances to those footprints. And he commented to Shachimata that, just see, we will be liberated in this life. We will be liberated in this life. This is very significant because Jagannath Mishra, he is Nandalala, he is Anitya Siddha, he is Radhatmika, eternal associate of Lord Hari. But because of the effect of Jog Maya, he's thinking he's a conditioned soul. He's thinking he's in family life, entangled. He doesn't know that he's forgetting his eternal liberated position in order to play Leela, in order to reciprocate Leela. On another occasion, after chastising Shachinandan, Jagannath Mishra had a dream. And in that dream, an effulgent Brahman said, Mishra, don't you know that your son is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? And he is a Jnana Samudra. He's an ocean of knowledge. There is no requirement for you to give him education in the dream. And in the dream, Jagannath Mishra, he replied, yes, my son may very well be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Narayan, but I am his father, and it's my responsibility to give him an education. So as in Vrindavan, where on occasion, Ananda Dulal, he displays his opulence as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, just as on the occasion of eating clay. One day, the cowherd boys came back from the pastures, and Balaram said to Jashoda, well, today, Gopal ate clay. And Jashoda said, what? Is that so? And Nanda Dulal, he said, no. I didn't eat. This is, they're lying. Balaram is ganging up. They're doing conspiracy against me. And they're making these stories. It's not true. And Jasarama said, didn't let us see. You come here, you sit on my lap, open your mouth. What did she see when Gopal opened his mouth? What did she see? You can tell us. You can tell. What did she see?
Cows.
What else?
Mountains.
Yeah, she saw everything. So everything is called the Vishnu Roop. Vishnu Roop. On occasion, when Krishna displayed the Vishnu Roop, he displayed to Maja Soda. He also displayed in the assembly of the Kurus in Hastinapur. That was partial manifestation of Vishnu Roop. On another occasion, you see this picture here. You may not know the Leela behind this picture. You see Advaita Goshai. One time, Advaita Thakur, he requested Srimad Mahaprabhu, you show me that form that you showed Arjuna on the chariot. You show me that form that you showed Arjuna on the chariot. And Vishambhar, he displayed the universal form. That's that picture there. So in spite of seeing the universal form, in spite of seeing that, momentarily, Jashodama, upon seeing the universal form, momentarily, Jashoda Ma, she began to become very philosophical. And she thought, why am I wasting my time in household life? I should cultivate self-realization. She thought momentarily. She is Jasodhara. She is Ragatmika, a term associate of Nandadulal in Goa, but she's thinking, I'm in Maya and I should cultivate self-realization. This is called Jogmaya. Jogmaya. You know the Maya, Jogmaya. She doesn't think he's God. Even he displays his opulence. Kevala Shuddha Prem, Aishojana Jani. In the Vrindavan Prema, Aishojana Jani. It's called Kevala Prem by Rupa Goswami. Kevala Prem. There's no concept of reverence in Vrindavan. You don't see the gopis bowing down to Nandadula. You know, they chastise him. They play with him. The gopas, they are wrestling. And Jasoda Maa, she is chasing Nandadula with a stick in her hands. Aishwarya Najani, Kevala Shuddha Prem, Aishwarya Najani. They cannot conceive that Nandadula is a great person, only got it. Aishwarya Dekhleyo, Nija Shambhanda Shemane. Aishwarya Dekhleyo, even Krishna displays his opulence. Nija Shambhanda Shemane. They cannot forget Nija Shambhanda. Shambhanda means intimate relationship. Shambhanda. So she's thinking, I'm the mother of this child. And even Krishna tries to obliterate that by demonstrating he's the Supreme Personality. Got it. Momentarily, she's thinking philosophically, and then she says, No, you're a foolish woman. This is your child. You have to feed your child, you have to look after. This is your dharma. Nija Shambhanda Shemane. She remembers her intimate relationship. This is called Braja Prem, where the intimacy is so deep that the concept of reverence, Aisharja, cannot enter. And for this reason, Ramna Kachit Upashana, what is the most pleasing Upashana? The most pleasing worship. Ramna Kachit Upashana, which is the most pleasing worship? Brajavadu Vagyanaja Kalpita, that which is performed by the residents of Vrindavan, who have no concept of Aisharya. Because in that mood, like Krishna can fully enjoy Brajalila. Can fully enjoy Brajalila. And this gives him the most pleasure. And Braja Bihari, when he's playing as the cowherd boy in Nandagram, in Gokul. Now, if there's a concept that he's the Supreme God, then they won't be able to play the part. He will break the pot, he will steal the butter. Jasoda Maa will beat the stick and come, oh, sorry, you're the Supreme Personality of God, you're going to get it, you can do whatever you like. So, where's the fun in that? So, just as we sang this morning that Sri Gauda Mondo Kumi Jeva Jane Chintamoni Tadahoi Praja Bhumi Vas. Prabhupada comments that there's no difference between Navadip and Braj Vrindavan. There's no difference. Sri Gauda Mondo Kumi Jeva Jane Chintamoni. It is the transcendental abode of Lord Hari, the same as Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, the Supreme Lord appears as a cowherd boy to perform pastimes with his eternal associates. And in Navadip, he appears as a Brahmin to perform the Vidya Lila, the pastimes in the house of a Brahmin. So Jagannath Mishra, he sees the footprints, he looks at Satchimata, he says, we will be liberated. We will be liberated. He's thinking he's a conditioned soul. So seeing those footprints, he concluded, he said to Satchimata, he said, Vishwarupa Ma, O mother of Vishwarupa, you kindly prepare a special offering of sweet rice cooked in ghee. It's called payesh. Sweet rice cooked in ghee. This is a, you could say, the sweet rice cooked in ghee is the essential ingredient of yajna. Just like we are regularly offering Boyansh every day, Mangalarati. Mangalarati, so auspicious. At that time, Lord Hari has just been served hot milk. Could you imagine 4 o'clock in the morning, hot milk, sweet rice, sandesh, burfi. The Supreme Lord, he can enjoy in that way. After taking the hot milk and the sweet rice and the burfi, then Pujari does the Hastamukha Prakshalanam, washes the mouth, the hands, and then curtains open. And all the devotees are assembled. Glorifying Guru, glorifying Lord Hari. So at that time, the Lord bestows benediction. At that time, he's very satisfied. At that time. And anyone who's standing, chanting his name, dancing, they get blessed. This is the importance of attending Mangalarati. One can be blessed. And the sweet rice is essential. So Mishra Purandri says to Sachin, you cook this item, the sweet rice. And tomorrow, I will do special puja of our Shalagram Shila. Jagannath Mishra, he's a Brahmin. And he's worshipping Shalagram Shila. So the next day, Sachi Mata, she cooked a sweet rice and ghee. And Jagannath Mishra, he performed a Panchadabhya Abhishek. Panchadabhya Abhishek. Of Shalagram Damuna, Shalagram Shiva. Panchagavya Abhishek means 5 items from the cow. Milk, yogurt, ghee, cow gomutra, it's cow urine, and gobur, it's cow dung. These 5 items are highly auspicious and they're used in worshipping the deity Abhishek. Panchagavya Abhishek. So even though the Supreme Personality of Godhead is living in his home as his child, and he's running around the house, leaving his transcendental footprints, Jagannath Mishra is thinking that the deity has come off the altar and is going around, wandering around the house. This is the transcendental leela. He's not thinking that Ninmay is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The thought doesn't end it. This is called Poganda Leela. This is called Gaur Poganda Leela. The childhood pastimes of Gaurasundar before he's 5 years old. He actually, interestingly, he displays many leelas which indicate that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead at that time. Just like at that time, when Jagannath Mishra is doing the arati and worshipping the Shalagram Shiva Panchagavya, Vishambhar, he's sitting and he's smiling, participating in the ceremony, sitting and smiling, and seeing his father worshiping Shalagram Shiva. And he was naughty, Vishambhar was naughty. He would see the birds in the sky, and he would call out, "Give me the bird, give me the birds, I want the birds." And unable to get the birds, he would cry and make a tantrum. Cry and make a tantrum. And he would see the stars and the moon in the sky. And he would say, "I want the moon. I want the moon. Give me the moon." And he would cry. And the devotees would say, "Yes, yes, dear child. Whatever you want, we will give. But just don't cry." But in this way, he would cry, "Give me the moon. Give me the moon." So then the village ladies of Navadvip, they began to chant the holy name of Lord Hari. And whilst chanting the name of Lord Hari, then Nimai, he would stop crying. In this way, Siddhanta Sharasham Thakur, in his comments on this lila, he explains that in this way, Gaurasundar is inaugurating the Sankirtan movement even in his childhood pastimes. There's one time, in spite of incessantly chanting the holy names, the ladies in the village, Nimai would not stop crying. One time. And the ladies are saying, "What is it? What can we do? What do you want? What can we do?" And he said, this is very interesting, "Oh, Ghor Bhakta Gaon." Listen very attentively. This is a very interesting story. At this age, young Nimai, he said, "If you want to appease my mind, and if you want to bring my make me healthy. Then, he said, I am very attracted to the devotion of Hiranya and Jagadish Pandit. Hiranya and Jagadish Pandit, they were intimate friends of Jagannath Mishra. And they were pure devotees. And Vishwambhara, he said, I'm very much attracted. All of a sudden he's crying. Just imagine this. Child's crying. All of a sudden he says, I'm very attracted to the devotion of Jagadish and Hiranya Pandit. And I want to eat their offerings. And hearing that, I want to eat the offerings means I want to eat the boga. I want to eat the boga. And hearing this, the Sachimata, she was completely, she was saying, what is this? First she's thinking this is completely forbidden in the Shastra. And then we've never heard such a thing. To feed the child, the unoffered boga. Aradhya, you know the difference between prasad and boga? And what's the difference?
Eating.
Which one?
The one which we have, which is prasada, and boga is
recreational. So, do you eat boga? No. So, can you imagine the child is saying, "I want to eat the boga," and she says, "This is forbidden in the shasha," and also we never heard such a thing. Now, Jagadish and Hiranya Pandit, they heard the news that Nimai was desiring to eat their offerings, and they were fascinated by this. How is it that the child knew on this, it was Ekadashi day, how is it that the child knew that we had cooked special offerings for Lord Vishnu? And how is it that the child knew anything, knew about this? And they became inspired. Jagadish and Hiranya Pandit, they concluded that Lord Narayan is speaking through this child. And they brought the unoffered food. They brought the unoffered food and they offered it to Nimai. And Nimai ate that food. As described, that he was very happily eating the different offerings and some of the offerings, some of the prasad, some of the boga, not prasad, it's prasad. It fell here and there and also touched the bodies of the Navadipvasis. Could you imagine such a thing? A child in our community says, oh, all of a sudden, I want to eat offerings, and mentions the names. And then we actually go and that devotee says, bring the offerings. Can you imagine such a thing happening in the community? Extraordinary. So, in this way, Gorshundur, he actually, in this childhood lila, he's actually establishing himself as the Supreme Personality of God. Shortly after that incident, also, as we were discussing yesterday, we were discussing that Nimai performed other extraordinary pastimes. Extraordinary, he performed his Ganga Leela, where he was, I won't go again, repeating, but we heard the different Brahmins as they came and approached Jagannath Mishra and they complained. And going to the Ganga looking for Nimai, not finding him, and then returning home, and then Nimai is returning on another road. Vrindavanas Thakur describes that Nimai looked like a champa flower, a golden champa flower, which was surrounded by bumblebees, in his golden form, with the blotches of ink on his cloth, blotches of ink coming from studying. He was studying at the school of Gangadas Pandit. So as he's walking down the road, a golden form with his dhoti nicely tied and his long black hair tied in a knot and his decorations and his tilak on his forehead, he looked like a golden champa flower which is surrounded by black bumblebees. And Jagannath Mishra, he took him on his lap and he says, what type of child are you? And you're disturbing the Brahmins when they're taking their bath in this way. When Jagannath Mishra actually he came to the Ganga looking for Nimai with a stick in his hand, at that time, the Brahmin said, "Oh, Mishra Govinda, we will accompany you home just in case you do anything to Nimai which later you will regret." And they said, actually, the Brahmins said at that time, they said, actually, our complaints to you were simply in jest. In other words, we were joking. And they said, because we know that Nimai is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We know that Nimai is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And you are the most fortunate because the Supreme Personality of Godhead has appeared in your home. So in spite of so many indications that Nimai is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Navadvipvasi said that they forget. They forget. And he doesn't think, they do not think that he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then Gaurashundar, he performs the Vidyalila. And he's studying many years and then he's teaching. And even he would meet the Vaishnavas. He would meet the Vaishnavas and he would argue with the Vaishnavas. One time, Nimai Pandit, Vishambar Brijamani, the crest jewel of the Navadvip Brahmins, he was walking on the road with his students and they saw coming on the road the Vaishnavas, Luba Vaishnavas. And seeing Nimai with his students, the Vaishnavas, they went in a different direction. And Nimai turns to his students and he says, "Are they? What is this? These Vaishnavas seeing me, they're going in a different direction." So one student said to Vishwambhar, he said, "Perhaps they had some urgent business that had to be seen to." And Vishwambhar said, "No, I know why they are going in another direction, because they are only interested in talking about Krishna. And they do not want to discuss with me a different grammar and other different academic subjects." So he's arguing with the Vaishnavas. He's arguing with the Vaishnavas. And this is very interesting. Why is this? Is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Why he's doing the Vidyalila and covering himself? In the beginning, in his childhood pastimes, he's displaying his opulence as a supreme lord. And then during the Vidyalila, he's covering that. Why? Because it's increasing the desire of the Navadvipvasis. They're simply meditating. Oh, they're being chastised. They're being criticized. They're being humiliated. They're being minimized by the Brahmins, by the Pandits, in the Smaritas in Navadvip. And they're chastising them. And they're saying, "Lord, just see those who are worshipping Bhavani. Just see the opulence they're enjoying. And you Vaishnavas, you're chanting Hari, 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 but you're living in such impoverished condition." And in this way, they're being chastised, criticised, minimised constantly by the Navadvip Smaritas. And the Vaishnavas are simply desiring, if Nimai Pandit were to become a Vaishnava, then he would smash the heads of all of these atheists and smartists. In fact, the Vaishnavas would prostrate themselves on the bank of Ganga. They would prostrate themselves on the bank of Ganga. And they would pray, "Oh, Ma Ganga, oh, Ma Ganga, please bless Vishwambhara and make him a Vaishnava, make him a devotee." They would pray. And in this way, that this is simply the meditation, because Vishwambhara, even though he was doing the Vidyalila, the Vaishnavas could never forget. He could not get him out of his mind. Vishwarup is Nityananda Prakash. He's the elder brother of Nimai and Vishwambhara. Vishwarup is Nityananda Prakash. Every day, he would rise early, he would take Ganga Snan, and then he would do puja, and then he would go to the house of Advaita Gosai. Advaita Bhavan and Sachi Anga, they're very close, a few meters. The birthplace of Sriman Mahaprabhu and Advaita Bhavan. Advaita Thakur, he had a home in Navadvip, and he had a home in Shantipur. His original home is in Bangladesh, Srihatta. And he went to Naradi. Many of the eternal associates, Gauranga Roshangi Mane Ditta Shita Kuri Mane, the eternal associates of Srimad Mahaprabhu, they were born all throughout Bengal. And they converged on Naradi Dham, on the bank of Ganga, to participate in the pastimes of the Gauri Lila. So Vishwarup, he would every day go to Advaita Thakur's house and discuss philosophy, Gita, Bhagavad Gita. His Vishwarup's recitation and discussion on Gita was so sweet and so attractive that when Vishwarup would come, Advaita Goshai himself would interrupt his puja to hear from Vishwarup. He would stop his puja to hear from Vishwarup. This is indicating that the Shravana Punta, the hearing, is the most important item of sadhana. Shravana Vishuddha Chitta Kurara Udhoi. In his teachings to Sanatana Goswami, Mahaprabhu is explaining Shravana Vishuddha Chitta. That principally by hearing Shravanadi, on the basis of hearing Shravanadi, Shuddha Chitta, Chitta becomes Shuddha, heart becomes purified, Kuraya Udai, and the love for Krishna automatically awakens as a result of hearing Shravanadi Shuddha Chitta. So more important to hear than to do puja. More important to hear than to do puja. Oh, we do puja, but we don't compromise hearing. Hearing is most important. Hearing means shravan kirtan, hearing means chanting, hearing means japa, that's hearing. Bhagavat katha shravan, bhagavat shravan is hearing, preaching is hearing. Katayanta shamam nidnam, this is the fundamental process of the Vaishnavas, hearing and chanting. And Sachimata, she sent Vishambhar at lunchtime, before lunch, she sent Vishambhar to the house of the Advaita Thakur. Bring your brother for lunch. And Vishambhar, again, the small boy, just with a cloth, a waist, this string tied around his waist, his golden form covered with the dust of Navadip. And he would come and he would call his brother, and he would say, "Mother is calling." He would hold the dhoti of Vishwarup. He would pull the dhoti. Vishwarup was 9 years older than Nimai. Nimai would pull the dhoti and say, "Come for lunch. Mother is calling." When the assembly of the Vaishnavas at Advaita Bhavan, they saw the Nimai come and appear and holding on to the dhoti, they all became stunned. And even the discussions of Harikotha stopped. And they simply looked at that boy. They simply looked at that boy. And they think, "What is this? You know, we're so well, we're in Maya." This we're in Maya. Snap out of it. But they are completely enchanted seeing this boy. And later, at that time, Advaita Goshai commented that the Prakruta, a Bhava Prakruta Nayi, he's not a material being, Advaita Goshai. And then many years passed. While Nimai was performing the Vidya Lila, and he became a great, he would challenge all of the Bhattacharyas and the mistress in Navadeep, and he would say, "These rascals, they accept the name Pandit, they accept the name Bhattacharya, and they do not know anything. Who can refute my arguments?" He would challenge and debate the different Brahmin Pandits. He would defeat them, and then he would again pose new arguments, defeating the arguments he made. And then again, he would defeat those arguments and re-establish the original proposition. And at this time, they're all just simply scratching their head, unable to say anything. And a great big Vijay Pandit, he came. At this time also, Mahaprabhu not displaying his pastimes as Bhakta Rupa, big Vijay Pandit. And so there was such intensity that when Mahaprabhu, he became Vaishnava. We also discussed that the other day, standing in the Kunda Gach at the house of Srivas Thakur and Sriman Sriram. "Did you hear the news? Nimai has become a Vaishnava." So that was very exciting. But shortly after that, not only did Nimai begin his pastimes as a Vaishnava, he, He began to display his opulence as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. At first they're thinking he's a teacher. Then he becomes a Vaishnava, and then he begins to reveal that he's not just an ordinary Vaishnava, he's a Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is creating such a climactic impact when Nimai begins to reveal his opulence. He was wandering on the bank of Ganga, and he saw the cows playing on the bank of Ganga. Some calves were there, and they were like calves do with their head, they're butting the ada, the milk bags of the mother cows, sucking the milk. Some calves were jumping, some were chewing the grass. Seeing this, Vishwambhari began overwhelmed with the feelings of Vrindavan and Srihari. And he began calling out, "I am he! I am he!" And from the bank of the Ganga, he ran. Big arms, you can just imagine. Long, his arms extending along. He's a 7 foot tall, Gauranga. And he's with his long, darkish hair, waving, blowing, and his dhoti flowing in the breeze as he's running to the house of Srivash Thakur. And Srivash Thakur is inside the house worshipping, inside the temple worshipping. And Vishwambhari reaches the temple of Srivash Thakur and he begins kicking the door. Could you imagine pujaris? You're in the temple doing worship and someone is outside kicking the door. Boom, 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 boom. And he calls out, "Kaha puja koro, kaha dhyan. Who are you worshipping? Who are you meditating upon? Jaha puja, taha vidyaman. That person you are worshipping, he is present here. He is present here." Vishwambhara opens, Srivas Thakur opens the door and he sees that Birashane is sitting in the Birashane pose. Deki Birashane Ache Vishwambhara Chaturbhuj Shankar Chakra Dara Padma Dhar. He sees him sitting there in forearm form. Nimai is displaying forearms as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this is the beginning of Sriman Mahaprabhu revealing himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, first to Srivas Thakur and then to Sri Advaita Goshar. Once Nimai, he goes to the house of Advaita Thakur. Advaita Thakur is worshipping Lord Hari, doing puja. He's worshipping. He's raising his hands and he's crying, "Hari Hari, Hari Hari." And as he's worshipping, the tears are flowing down his eyes. Now this is worship of the Supreme Lord. Satatam Tesham Satata Juktanam Bhajitam Kriti Kriti Purvakam. Worship means full of love, full of devotion. As Advaita Thakur is worshipping Lord Hari, he's crying in ecstasy, the tears are flowing down his eyes. This is his daily puja. And seeing this puja of Advaita Thakur, Lord Shundur, he falls down unconscious. Falls down unconscious. And seeing that, Advaita Goshar, he immediately takes the items which he was using for the worship of Lord Hari, and he begins to worship Nimai. And he says, "For so many days, for so many years, you have cheated me. But now, you're not going to cheat me anymore." He begins worshipping. Because from the very beginning, Advaita Goshar, he could recognize that this child is the incarnation of Lord Hari, whom we called for, whom we cried for, whom we prayed for. And Gadadhar Pandit, he's standing there and he's scratching his head. He says, "Thakur, such respect, such worship for young Nimai is not appropriate." And Advaita Thakur replies, you're still thinking that he's a mere lad? He is the incarnation for the age." And this way, gradually, Sriman Mahaprabhu, he revealed himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and inaugurated the Panchatantra and the Sankirtan movement in Navadvip Dham. So this is the Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We have to practice Krishna consciousness. We have to hear about Lord Hari. We have to hear about his pastimes. We have to awaken our love and appreciation. As we sang this morning, Gauranga gunete jure nitashita tareshpure. When you appreciate Gauranga gun, the qualities of Gauranga, when you appreciate them, Gauranga Gunete Jure, those who cry upon contemplating the mercy of Sri Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nitashita Kori Manehara, for them the transcendental pastimes of Vrindavan are revealed. So this is preaching Krishna consciousness. We have to absorb our minds in the pastimes of the Lord, in the name of the Lord, in the qualities of the Lord, in the service of the Lord, and spread Krishna consciousness by our own behavior and by our efforts of preaching Krishna consciousness in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. This is the movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna. Is there any question on today's verses of Srimad Bhagavatam? Yes.
Thank you so much for a wonderful class. It says that the holy name of the Lord will be heard in every town and village. And this is more of a practical question. That during preaching, sometimes we meet many people on the streets, and they say before, like 40 years ago, we used to come out and we used to hear the holy name all the time. But now they ask me, like, I thought you guys were dead now, you know, we haven't heard you for so long, and the young people don't know about us, you know, like so many people are different. So I'm quite bewildered by this, because isn't it supposed to increase since Srila Prabhupada inaugurated this movement, and now it just seems like it's lost the fire or something, so I'm bewildered by this.
So?
I'm bewildered by this.
So don't be bewildered, just go on Sankirtan. There's no restriction. You take some devotees, you go out every day, no one will stop you. The temple president won't stop you, temple commander won't stop you. Saying, oh, we're not doing Harinam on the streets. So do. Do Harinam. Why not every day? You'd have to be enthusiastic. Prana cheshe procha hitu. Proper regular quote. This comment by Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Prana cheche procha hetu. That means enthusiasm is the essence of preaching. Enthusiasm. So you just take Radhanga Kartos, take 2-3 devotees, go every day. Become a solution. Don't just be bewildered. Become a solution. Do Harinam. No reason why we can't do Harinam every day. Other questions?
Thanks for that.
Even one person in Soho Street, I used to visit London, and every day they would do Harinam. And sometimes it's just two devotees. One Renanga, one Paradas. But that has such potency. To tell you the truth, before joining this movement in this temple in 1985, on Prabhupada's appearance day, I was a student at RMIT. And I was living in Peran. And every afternoon, I would ride my bicycle from RMIT to Paran to go back to where we were staying. And at that time, it so happened my class would finish at about 3-4 o'clock. And almost every afternoon, when I was riding through the city, I would hear the karatas of the devotees who had been in Crossways and in Nonyada and gone on Kirtan every day. After Crossways, they would go on, sometimes just a small group of devotees. With that transcendental sound of Hari Kirtan, it entered my ear and awoken my Krishna consciousness. So we can never underestimate the potency of the Nada Kirtan, the street chanting. It will awaken the Krishna consciousness of something we have to increase. And also, here we're hearing so much book distribution. It's called Brihadaranga. There's even more. So we may not be able to see the result immediately, but this is purifying the whole of the planet, all of the land, all of the city. We just carry on. Sometimes the Sankirtan movement may be overflowing, like Ganga, Ma Ganga. You can go to South Kolkata at the Ganga Sagar. You cannot see the other side of Ganga. She's 7-8 kilometers wide. She's so broad, you cannot see the other side. But you can go to Uttarakhand, in the Himalayas, and you can see Ganga, she's just this wide. She's this wide from this size of this temple room. So sometimes a river can be thin and small, and sometimes can be overflowing, but she's still flowing. So that happens. So may it be a period, we're expanding in different direction these days, But certainly we agree totally that it should be increased in the Nam Sankirtan time in the streets. And we encourage you to do that. Take up the mission. You're a young man. You can do it.
Explaining about the girl in the about Mahaprabhu's childhood pastime, then as a scholar, what was the incident that actually changed Mahaprabhu from a scholarly Brahmana perspective to a Vaishnava?
He went to Gaya in order to perform the Kshatra for Jagannath Mishra, who had departed. And at Gaya now, upon seeing the imprint of the lotus feet of Sri Madhusudan, or Gaya Sur is a demon in Gaya, and Sri Madhusudan, Lord Hari, he put his feet on the head of that demon and pushed him down over the earth. So at Gaya Dham, you can see the imprint of the lotus feet of Sri Madhusudan. You can go and see that place. We encourage you to visit.
You went to that?
It's lovely. They're very appreciative of ISKCON devotees, regardless of your skin color. They're very appreciative. And you can go into that temple, you can do the Shraddha, and then you can and you can do everything, and then I'll put your head on the lotus feet of Manushuna. I'll put your head, I'll force your head. It's very, very transcendental place. And upon visiting Gaya Dham, actually just seeing, it describes in Gaurashundur when he arrived, and he saw all of those Brahmins sitting around the lotus feet of Lord Hari, and they were the pile of the flower garlands and the prasad and the incense, and the Brahmins were chanting the mantras. Samashutaye parabalava plavam mahapadam punya jashomarari bhavam buryavatsipadam parambadam padam padam yati padam natisham. Take shelter of the lotus feet of Marari, which are like a boat which can cross, on which you can cross the ocean of your existence. That vatsapadam, the sufferings of the material world become like a water contained in the footprint of a calf. And hearing these verses in glorification of Lord Hari's lotus feet, Gaurashundur, he became overwhelmed. And at that time he began revealing the ecstatic symptoms of love for Krishna. And the Brahmins were astounded, they'd never seen such a display of love of Godhead, the tears flowing from his eyes like inundating Ganga, and the horripilation and eruptions in his body just by hearing the glorification of the Lord Hari's lotus feet and seeing the lotus feet of Lord Hari. So the eruptions of love of Godhead began manifesting. At that time, Sri Isharapuri Prabhupada was also present. Sri Isharapuri Prabhupada, the previous evening, had had a dream. In the dream, a effulgent Brahmin said, "Tomorrow you will see the Supreme Personality of Godhead." Ishwarapuri, seeing Mahaprabhu and these transcendental manifestations, he recognized. Then, prior already they had a relationship, because Ishwarapuri had been in Navadeep Dham for 8 months, and every day, Gaurashundur, he heard Harikatha from Ishwarapuri. So already they were related, and at that time Vishwambhar, he approached Ishwarapuri and said, "You please initiate me in Vaishnava mantra." And Ishwarapuri commented, "You asking me for Vaishnava mantra? I will give you my soul, I will give you my life. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead." So he initiated him, and at that time we also discussed a couple of days ago that after that experience he came back, he was a changed person, changed. Completely changed. So she might have couldn't even recognize. It's completely become overwhelmed. Jobadi jobadi mantra parale bhalo. We discussed a couple of days ago. So that was the incident. Krishna Bhagavatam ki jaya. Shri Prabhupada ki jaya. Shri Siddhartha Gaurishidanatha Kamandi Vrivrivam.